Good morning, church. Today is Friday, which means that we are going to be going through a psalm, and I will be reading for us Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.' Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." So in our psalm for today, the psalmist shows us the stark difference between the kings of the earth and the king of the universe. We're painted a picture of the futile ways of the world, contrasted by the freedom from this futility that comes from the Lord. This is a crossroads that must be familiar to our psalmist. After all, although he isn't credited here in the book of Psalms, we see that the early believers in Acts 4 quote this psalm and attribute it to none other than David. Now, David himself was a king, and he was one that constantly had to decide whether he would follow in the ways of the kings around him or the king above him. Of course, we know that David wasn't a perfect king, but his life and his rule served to show us that when he remained faithful to the Lord, Israel prospered, and when he turned away from the Lord and looked to other things, Israel faced hardship. So we see that this was a crossroads that David found himself at often, and as I reflect on this psalm, I think it's one that we often find ourselves at as well. So let's look at what David writes and see if we could gain any godly wisdom. Psalm 2 opens with a question: why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? David wonders why these kings and rulers of the earth set themselves against the Lord. After all, if you knew the power and the mightiness of our God, even just a glimpse of it, you know that you'd be a fool to face off against him. And that's really the crux of the matter, isn't it? These kings that David questions, they feel right in setting themselves against the Lord because they don't know him. They don't know his power or his might. They haven't experienced the zeal he has for his people and the anger that burns in his eyes against any that might oppose him. Either because they're ignorant or because they're proud, these earthly kings place themselves higher than God. But David makes clear how futile this position really is. He says that he who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord holds them in derision. The kings, with their chests puffed out and their faces drawn in scowls, with their armies and their kingdoms, only serve to be a laughingstock before God. After all, how silly it must seem that these rulers bring forward armies that the Lord had authored into existence and take pride in land that he had formed from nothing. But of course, from the king's perspectives, they are in the right. They see God as nothing more than imprisonment, and serving him to look like these bonds and cords they're so eager to escape from that they reference in verse 3. In contrast to these silly positions that the kings of the earth choose to hold, God shows the position that he holds. In verse 6, he says, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill." We know the established king to be Jesus, and that he will be the protector of Zion, aka Israel. David goes on to affirm the authority of Christ and the rule of Christ. Verse 7 shows God declaring Jesus to be his son. The authority of the Father is shared with the Son, and Christ rules with equal power to the Father himself. Verse 8 shows Christ's rule over the earth, with the nations being his heritage and the ends of the earth his possession. With this, it's clear that Jesus' reign is not one that can be stopped by mere earthly kings. he will be free to do whatever his will is. And although the kings that stand opposite to Jesus believe him to be a bringer of chains and bonds and cords, we know that Jesus came to do the opposite. He came to bring us freedom and to break the bonds that tied us up. Rather than the freedom of having no restrictions and no rules, with each and every person as the final authority over their own life, the freedom that Christ offers is much better. It's the freedom of having a place in his kingdom, of knowing that there will be a day where death is no more, and the sins that shackle us to shame and fear are shattered. It's the freedom of having a pathway straight to the Creator, and knowing what his will is for our lives, and having the power to follow it through the Holy Spirit. It's the freedom received from being given grace, and having our sins and iniquities washed away by the blood of Jesus. When we examine this crossroads through the Bible, through this psalm, it's clear which path we should take, and which king we should bow to. But of course, the world has a way of distracting us, and convincing us that choosing what's down here on earth will satisfy us, and free us, and secure us. When we're caught up in the currents of life, there can be a lot of areas that actually we think that it's wiser to go with the world in. But I hope when that happens, when you find yourself in those crossroads, in those situations, that you can take shelter in the Lord. When the sun is beating down on you and it tries to convince you that it's too hot to continue, taking refuge in the shade can give you the strength to keep going. And in the same way, taking refuge in the Lord can give us exactly what we need to continue to fight against the temptations of the world and to cling fast to him. Verse 12 says that blessed are all who take refuge in him. If you are in need of refuge, if you are in need of a pit stop to be blessed by the Lord and reminded of his faithfulness and goodness, well, his arms are open for you. Now let's go to him together and briefly even just take refuge in him. And before I pray to close, I'd actually just invite you to, for a second, just close your eyes and to find yourself in front of the Father, to find yourself seeking refuge. And let me pray for us. Father, it's so clear through this psalm that the world can't compare to the treasure that we have in you. That your kingdom is so much better than any earthly kingdom. And what you offer is just so much greater than anything that we can be given here in this life. But Lord, it's hard to see that all the time. Lord, when our Bibles are tucked away in our bags and we're caught in the busyness of work or life or friends, all good things even, we're tempted to think that those things are the treasures that we should be orienting our lives toward. But Father, would you remind us, even in those times, would you cut through all of that noise and show us that there is a right answer? His name is Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you can help us to choose him again and again. Oh Lord, be with us today. Bless us. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.